something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday, June 8th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Vaccine experts advising the FDA have endorsed a new COVID vaccine made by Novavax, saying that the shot's benefits outweigh any risks associated with it. The vaccine will still need full approval before coming on the market, but it will be the first one available using a more traditional protein-based technology. Liz Esley-White, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for what to know about its effectiveness and concerns. Thanks for joining us, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about some interesting developments on the COVID front. We could be getting another vaccine on the market. This one's by Novavax. There's a few little differences on this one, but what we just saw was vaccine experts advising the FDA, basically endorsing this, saying that the benefits of this new vaccine outweigh some of the risks that have been associated with it so far. So tell us about what was going on with the FDA, and then we'll get into some details about this particular vaccine. As I mentioned, it's a little different from the ones that we have so far right now.
Yeah, that's right. The FDA has an outside advisory group that looks at every, you know, big vaccine like this. And the advisors today said a vote of 21-0 with one abstention that they thought the vaccine safety profile looked good, and they thought the effectiveness, the FDA review said that the vaccine was 90% effective against COVID-19. So now there will be, if the FDA itself and CDC sign off, another option on the table for people looking to get vaccinated.
Now, this vaccine has also been in development for quite some time, but there was a lot of manufacturing-related delays, things like that kind of kept it off the table a little bit longer. But this shot specifically, you know, the two main vaccines that we're using right now are the one by Pfizer and the one by Moderna. They're mRNA vaccines. They have relatively newer technology on this side of things. And this is a more traditional protein-based vaccine technology. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. The platform that this vaccine uses is the same type that is used by the shingles vaccine or hepatitis B vaccine. And it's been around since around the 1970s. And so, you know, there's the thought that there are some folks out there who are more hesitant to get the relatively new mRNA technology who might be, you know, have been waiting around for Novavax to come onto the scene. It works in a different way. Basically, instead of provoking the body to make its own coronavirus spike protein version, which then stimulates the immune system, the protein-based vaccine sends a bit of, like its own version of a coronavirus spike protein to the body, which stimulates the immune response.
Yeah, and that's the hope, right? I guess there's a lot of people that could be allergic to some of the other vaccines, too, and this could be an option for them, too. Obviously, it's really just to provide more options on the table for all of this. We have about 67% of the population that's fully vaccinated, which is pretty good. A lot of other people have already been infected with it, too, so they have some of that natural immunity and those natural antibodies. So on that side of things, we're doing pretty good. But you're right, the big question would be, will this convince others that have been hesitant to take it so far? Now, there were some cases of heart inflammation, some of the things that we heard associated with other vaccines that were also mixed in with this Novavax one. So what did we hear on that front?
Right. The FDA pointed to 6 what it called concerning cases of myocarditis or pericarditis cases that they found there was some reason to suggest that there may be some causality there with the vaccine, since they were all, you know, within a short period of time after vaccination, and they were in young men and that kind of thing. So the FDA kind of highlighted that to advisors in its briefing documents and said, you know, we didn't see any of these signals with the mRNA vaccines ahead of time. We saw them after authorization when they were out on the market and a ton of people were using them. So they talked about that today and they kind of said, well, you know, it's possible that as we see more people take Novavax, the rates will be pretty much the same as with the mRNA vaccines. And then also just as scientists, they really wanted to see more information on why this risk was coming about. Is it something about the spike protein, about COVID itself, or is there something to do with the platforms of the vaccines? That's still an unknown. What's important, I think, for people who just tune in occasionally to know, it's still really rare to have the myocarditis event happen following vaccination. And most of the cases have totally resolved and like everyone recovered.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, six cases, I mean, it's got to be out of the thousands, right? Out of their, from their clinical trials. So yeah, as you mentioned, very little cases, but that's an interesting notion. You know, who knows if it's the spike protein that's causing this heart inflammation. As we know, throughout going through the pandemic, you know, a lot of people, it affects everybody in different ways, but inflammation is one of those key things that really throws people's bodies for a loop. So that'd be interesting to see if they ever do find what that correlation could be. And, you know, just to end on this, right, some of the people that you did speak to for this, you know, they did still say, hey, you know, I'm glad this new one is coming up. Like the quote from the person you spoke to, they said, you know, this is the first version of this vaccine, but to me, this is kind of the second version of this traditional technology. We've had some other stuff on the market now. Maybe I could be ready. So the hope is that something new coming on board could spur some other people to still get vaccinated.
Yeah. I've gotten even more emails from readers saying the same thing since my story came out this morning. So it will be interesting. There's not really good data on how many of those people are out there, but we'll see.
All right. We'll see. And we'll track this along as it eventually gets approved. Liz Essley-White, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out in the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.